Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. I am your co-host, Jennifer, and today I am joined by Jennifer Taggart, Vice President of Client Services at Insight Marketing Group. Thanks for being here, Jen.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about videos, cameras, how to overcome fears, and the best way to approach getting on camera for that first time. Now, I'm excited Jen's here because she has a pretty long history being on camera. Jen, you want to talk about, you know, why it is that you're the one here to deliver these tips?
Sure. So in my early 20s, my late teens, my early
last
20s.
Week?
Yes, that was last week. I, in my previous life, was a commercial actress. I did a variety of TV commercials, some, if you know them, after school specials. I don't know if anyone's old enough to know what those are. And I was on a few soap operas. So I had extensive kind of on-camera training.
Yeah, and so we spent some time this week specifically with a bunch of doctors doing a lot of videos for multiple practices. And Jen came along because she's really good at helping kind of like set the room, get the doctors to not be so apprehensive. You know, sometimes people come in like they're coming hot and they're scared and they're nervous and they're heavy breathing and everything else. And they're like, it's not going to work. But the reality is you don't have to be afraid of the camera. But there are some tools that we can use to make it easier. And you might be thinking like, well, I'm not even going to bother getting on camera. But the fact is that if you're not doing video for your practice right now, you are missing out on easy marketing. I gave a talk recently at the MGMA and we were talking about, you know, social media and how you should approach it. And we said on one side, you can kind of set evergreen social, which we do a lot of that, where you've got some things that aren't going to expire. And, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you're putting out some piece of content and you know that's handled. And that's good. That's good enough. But then you have practices who want to think of social media like you would TV. And every channel, just like on TV, you know, there's different channels and there's different audiences. And sometimes you have to deliver a different, kind of a different show for that audience. So TikTok is gonna be different than YouTube, is gonna be different than Instagram. And you really need to think of yourself, or it could help to think of yourself as you're the TV network. And you've got different channels within the TV network, and you've got to produce really good content and you've got to get it out there. And if you do that, just like TV, because traditional TV has really been declining over the years, and then you've got streaming now and everything else, but social media is your chance as a practice to build an audience, to not put a lot of dollars into it, but to put out some great content that's really going to connect with your audience. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to go on video. And so back to where we just were. We were with all these doctors. The doctors are nervous about being on camera, so we need to think of some things that are going to help them be less nervous so they can deliver great content. Hence why I invited Jennifer to the show. So Jen, give us some tips on how you can get rid of those nerves.
Absolutely. Well, first off, you have to understand you're not the only one. Everybody gets nervous. I do not care if you are Angelina Jolie or if you are a doctor in a practice and it's your first time doing a video. Everybody gets nervous. It's normal. There is no reason to overthink that. Second, you really just take a breath. Just breathe. Calm down. When people get nervous, they really, really start to speed up the way they talk. And sometimes you start rambling because you're nervous and you're speeding up your dialogue. If you just pause, take a breath between your thoughts, it will slow you down, calm you down, and it will also give you a minute so that you can think through what you actually want to say. Those are tip kind of one and two, but it really does lead me to kind of my third tip. Have some kind of bullet point notes next to you of the topic that you want to talk about so that if you get flustered or if you kind of feel yourself rambling a little bit, you can kind of gently look down or look to the side naturally and give yourself a little bit of a reminder of what you wanted to talk about. The other thing you really need to do is practice. I know it sounds silly and sometimes you feel silly doing it, but you don't really have to do it in front of anyone. I can remember times where I would have my script and I would sit in front of the mirror and just over and over and over read it so that I could see how I looked saying it. I could remember what I wanted to say and I could change it up and try different ways of saying it or my expressions. Kind of goes to my next point. If you smile when you're talking, you come across happy and you come across, your voice sounds better. If you're talking about, you know, things that you're excited about, show it. You can use your hand gestures. Don't get crazy with them, but definitely use your expression to articulate what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and I think you said it there, like practice in front of the mirror. You hear that a lot. With tools that we have now, one thing that I used to use when I had to do a lot of public speaking is I would record myself. I would record myself talking on the subject until I was comfortable. Or I would use old media training techniques where no matter what somebody asked me, I'm covering these three topics and I would come back to my topics in the way that I wanted to deliver them. But it's all about being an expert on your subject, because when you're an expert and you could kind of forget that the camera's there, you're gonna come off great. It's when you're talking about things that you're not comfortable with. Our audience here, they're subject matter experts. So then it's a matter of saying, how do I want to answer this question, or how do I want to explain this procedure? You're doing that every day for your patients.
Absolutely.
So when you're saying, what am I supposed to do on video? Answer the questions that your patients are asking every single day.
That is one of the things that I say to them initially when we sit down is, think of me as your patient and you're explaining this procedure to me and why I need to have the procedure or why it's important or what is it exactly. So once you start getting going, you know, they really, you tend to calm down a little bit. So I think really just being comfortable in what you're talking about is really important.
Yeah. So, you know, just like anything else, prepare. Mm-hmm. Know what it is you want to talk about. If you get asked a question that's kind of like out of left field, you know, bring it back to what you want to talk about. And then there's some other tips that you can use. So when we are doing videos with doctors, one thing, so this week we had somebody come in, nervous Nelly, could not even put a sentence together, so stressed out. They already had themselves all worked up before they even got in front of the camera. So we said, that's okay, doc. We're going to do a practice run. We're not doing a practice run. We're turning that camera on. But that's it. You were able to sit there and have a conversation.
Exactly. And I really did just kind of, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Tell me your name again. Well, there you go. We just got our intro right there. So again, if you're the one doing the interviewing, make sure that you're kind of keeping them kind of calm and really talking to them as though it's very conversational.
Yeah.
That's really important. One thing I did want to mention, another point that has always come up, what do I wear? Should I have my lab coat on? Should I have a red shirt on, a blue shirt on, a green shirt on? You know what? At the end of the day, you want to be as comfortable as possible. Think about how do you see your patients every day? How do you talk to them every day? When you walk into a room, do you have your lab coat on? If you don't wear it every day, then don't wear it in a video. The videos are meant to build a connection or a relationship with your potential patients or with your current patients, either way. But being as personal and real as possible, don't overthink it. You don't have to be perfect. It's just about being sincere and honest and letting that come through.
Yeah, and I think if these tips don't work, there's a couple others that are really easy. I think that there's no shame in using a teleprompter. I use a teleprompter all the time. If I only have so much time, I come up with a script. I load a script onto a teleprompter and I will read that teleprompter. And that will, one, force you to really make sure that you're saying what you want to say. And docs, it's super easy. We tell people all the time, do a voice transcription, like do a voice memo, send the voice memo to whoever's doing it for you. They'll take that, put it in a written form, clean it up to make sure it's gonna flow well, throw it on the teleprompter and it's done. I was at a conference, I don't know, a couple months back, and I wanted to do some video at the conference, and it was just me. So I had a little like mobile setup for video, and I just was like, I don't want to fill my phone with all of this nonsense of me trying to get the video I wanted. So I wrote a script, downloaded an app for the script, put it on the phone, and then read the script from my phone, direct to camera, and I was able to do it in one shot. So these are like little tips of things that you can do that makes it a lot easier. Know where you're looking on camera.
Yeah.
So we have a setup right now. I have a camera in front of me, and there's a camera over here, and sometimes we have a third camera over here. So you have to know who it is you're talking to. Am I talking to Jen, or am I talking to the camera? And when you sit the doctor down, they're gonna say, where do I look? You look at me. And if you're going to do social video, you might look directly in the camera. Different types
of things. Absolutely. And that also does make it a lot easier for them to kind of calm down if they're looking directly at me. Sometimes when you're looking in a camera, it gets a little overwhelming, mm-hmm. And they do get nervous. So that does help. I did want to mention one thing, though, too. A great way to practice is to practice on your phone, on your own phone.
Yes.
You can flip your phone around in your living room or in your house or wherever and just practice. So you can see what you look like. You can see how it sounds. You can think through a little bit better. Do I want to mention this? Do I not want to mention that? I really think that will help really break those nerves.
And then I kind of want to kind of end it with some examples of some things. And don't overthink it. I think it's critical that you're doing video right now in your marketing because that's really where all the eyeballs are. You can spend all kinds of dollars and all kinds of energy creating anything, but you're gonna reach people directly where they are, which is on their phone, by putting video out there. But don't overthink it. We did a video production a couple weeks ago. This huge production took about 5 hours one night. Then it took expedited everything else. The best video we've ever done, and I think it maybe got 100 people to see it. We can do a similar video that takes 30 seconds, which is just a quick tip, turned around as a selfie on a phone, and get 100,000 people to see it. You don't need to overthink it. So if you look for ideas, keep a little running list of ideas. We like to call it a swipe file. And come up with a game plan of what you want to do videos on. Jen's great about it. We just spent a bunch of time with this OBGYN group. She got onto TikTok and just started finding things that she liked and gave it to the doctor, and then we just recreated it. Yeah. You know, it's that simple. What are some of the things that you're seeing? If you could say like one or two ideas that a doctor could use if they were going to shoot some vertical video today, what were some of those ideas that you might give them?
One of them is really you want to be educational, but there's a fun way that you can be educational.
So one thing that our videographer, Justin, had us do is he would have the doctors come in and say, yes, no, yes, no. And then later we can take those yeses and nos and overlay them with copy and with like stock footage or something like that and put the doctor on it, dispelling a myth about whatever that procedure is. So the idea would be no, no, yes. Those are easy social things that you can incorporate. He even came to us and said, all right, do this where it's like, and then do. Those are things that we can get in video that we could then edit back to make them into fun social. Some of the others were you would come up with like explaining procedures, or you know, something that we get a lot is people know that I'm a doctor, but they don't know I'm a surgeon. So how do you prove to somebody in a quick video that you're a surgeon without saying, hello, I'm a surgeon?
I found a video actually to that point. And she was standing there in her scrubs and she had kind of like a ring. I'm not really sure what they used it for in the surgical room, but she took that ring and she put it back behind her head and then it lit up and then she brought the light back and she was in her surgical, gown, with the mask and the hat. And that was a great way to show, you know, not only am I the doctor, but I'm also your surgeon. Another really great one was to show the atmosphere of the office and the process. We kind of showed, mimicked a patient walking in, the check-in process, who the front desk people were, and then back into the patient room. And that was just, there doesn't need to be any words, but it shows the technology level of checking in on the computer. It shows, it conveys to that end viewer that you're a high-tech office. You have the latest technologies and that you're ahead of maybe some other practices in your area.
Yeah, and I think it all goes back to, what are you talking to your patients about every single day? And answer those questions on video, and the same things that you're saying 30 times in the practice today, those are things that are gonna make great video.
And you know, make sure that you're talking to your audience. So again, we were with this obstetrics practice, and some of them really focus on adolescents. So that kind of teenager, you know, three stages of life, if you will. You know, your early stages where you're, you know, just getting started with your menstrual cycle, and then your middle stage where your pregnancy stage, and then your menopausal stage. So know your audience. So create that content or those videos talking to that specific audience.
Yeah. So that's where it's at. Video is where it's at. Don't overthink it. There are some real tips that you can use to kind of overcome that fear of going on camera. And then just remember this, you're gonna go on camera and you're gonna work yourself up, and you may only get 100 views. So don't stress about it. Put it out there. If you don't like it, you'll delete it. But you gotta get on camera, you gotta do video if you want to move your practice forward in terms of marketing. And so with that, I am Jennifer.
And I am Jennifer.
And we'll see you next time on the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. Thanks a bunch.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.